Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, in these stressful times and as parents, we are all frustrated at one time or another with our children, whether they're infants, toddlers, or even sometimes a little bit older than that. We can get so frustrated that it's hard for us to control that anger and not do something that not only will we regret, but might hurt our children so severely that they may never get over it. My guest is Dr. Cindy Christian. She's the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia endowed chair in the prevention of child abuse and neglect. So Dr. Christian, we're speaking to parents here. When baby won't stop crying and the temptation to pick them up and just be like, stop it. Or even toddlers, stop doing what you're doing. Let's talk to the parents first. What can we do to control that frustration that we feel because kids are going to do these things?
Yes, I think the first thing that I would want all parents to understand is that we all get frustrated by crying babies, okay, and by crying toddlers and by irritating children. And to me, that is an incredibly important message. I have friends and family members. They often, quote unquote, confess to me because, you know, I'm the child abuse expert, and so they like to tell me all the bad things that they've done in parenting, and I'm, you know, will to make sure I don't report them to child welfare. And I look at them and I say, we all do bad things. We all like regret at the end of the day sometimes how we've handled the situation. So the first thing to know is that there is no perfect parent, and this is universal. Frustration is part of parenting. Now, for the very youngest babies who really are helpless and are vulnerable because of their small size and their developing brain, you know that everyone loves to do what they do best. And I always say that children and young babies, they cry really well. So a lot of them cry a lot because they do it well. Okay, and, you know, they cry when you're ready to go to sleep. So they have those hours in the evening or late at night when everybody's really tired and they're just crying. So I think most parents know that the first thing you want to do is make sure that you've attended to their basic needs, right? Your baby is well fed. They're not crying because they're hungry. They're not crying because they have a diaper that needs to be changed. They're not sick. They're not injured in any kind of way. And then when you know that they're just crying because this is their kind of neurological development, you can do some things to try to calm them. So sometimes if you swaddle your baby, okay, so kind of keep the noise level down, swaddle the baby so they feel like they're really kind of, embraced, so to speak. You can use some, like, white noise, like some shushing noises, They sometimes attend to that, sometimes kind of putting them, holding them on their bellies almost, so they're prone and just kind of gently rocking them, sometimes calm some of these babies. And those sound all really nice, and sometimes that doesn't work, okay? And when that doesn't work, then what you do is you put the baby down, and if you're getting frustrated, you walk away. If you know your baby is fed, you know your baby's clean, you know your baby's not sick, then you can put the baby down if you're getting frustrated and walk away. You can close the door. You can say to yourself, you know, my baby's not going to die of crying, but if somebody loses control, that's going to be terrible. And then go make a cup of tea and take a few sips. Go do some nice deep breathing exercises. Go call your support person and say, I need some help. And when I talk about support people, one of the other important things that I've seen over the years is that you want to the very best of your ability, have complete trust in the other people who are taking care of your children. That goes for all ages. But if you have a concern, any kind of concern, that your baby may have had an unexplained bruise when they came back from a babysitter, that you're not so sure that the baby's father really is gentle and really can take care, then you need to have 100% trust in everyone who's taking care of your child. And especially for working parents, this is, I think, one of the greatest challenges of being a parent, to know that when you're at work or working, that the others that you depend on are completely trustworthy to the very best of your ability.
So I love your time out suggestion. It's one I use myself. And as you say, babies don't die from crying. And
yes.
You put them in a safe spot, their crib yes. or something, and walk away. Take those deep breaths. Say, you know, this is okay. This is okay. Do some yoga stretches. Anything that you can do to get that. Or even how about turning it over to someone else and saying, I can't deal with this right now. Can you please take over?
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing that I like to teach parents, especially the parents of newborn first babies, one of my greatest lessons, because I made this mistake with my own children, is because I was a working mom, and a pediatrician, by the way, I would come home at night, my husband and I, we would like play with our little baby, and she would, and I would feed her, and she would fall asleep in my arms, and then we would put her down in her crib. And then what she learned was, the way that you fall asleep as a baby is that your parents hold you, and then you fall asleep. And what happens after a while is that they learn very well. And then every time they naturally wake up in the middle of the night, they cry because they need you to hold them to go back to sleep. So what I teach new parents, and some listen and some don't, but when you bring your newborn babies home, it's really perfectly good and fine to put them down in their safe cribs on their backs when they're still awake, and let them learn and teach them that it's okay for them to fall asleep in their cribs. So that during the night, that's self-soothing. So that during the night, when they wake up again, they can go back to sleep without needing you necessarily. Now, of course, when they're newborns, they need you because they're hungry and they need to be fed. But as they get a little bit older, you'll get a better night's sleep, they'll get a better night's sleep, and everybody will be happier. So that's just a little pearl that I have for all the new parents out there.
Really, it is so important to teach your baby to self-soothe. I know all about that. Now, what about when they are toddlers? And you know, these aren't long segments, but when they're toddlers, they can be so infuriating that you just want to smack them. And you dream about doing that, and what do you do to control those feelings of anger that you know really aren't your child doing it purposely?
Yes. Well, first of all, remember that we all get angry at our children. I remember when my girls were toddlers, you know, when they were sleeping, they were the most wonderful little angels,
cute.
And then they'd wake up, and you'd be like, okay, when are they going for a nap again? So, you know, they are wonderful, but they can be a handful sometimes. Now, you know, as a pediatrician, I completely believe in discipline, okay? No child does well without discipline. But to me, discipline is teaching children. And I know that many parents spank their children, and most children grow up to be healthy, wonderful adults. In my household, we didn't spank because it was easy to say to children, nobody's allowed to hit anybody in this house. So it was a universal message of nonviolence against children, but that doesn't mean that we didn't discipline our children. Trust me, if you interviewed my children, they would say they were disciplined.
Well, and children certainly do need that routine and structure. We only have 30 seconds. Best advice for calming yourself when your babies or children or even teenagers are acting up so you don't do something irrash.
Okay, so the first thing is, again, walk away, send them to their rooms, put them in a timeout, and then call a support person. I have a best friend who, when I get incredibly frustrated or got very frustrated with my adolescence, I would call her and I would say, I'm so angry, and she would laugh and she would tell me how to keep this all in perspective. And again, having a support team or a support person and someone that you can talk through all of these issues with is incredibly important in parenting.
We all get frustrated as parents. Learn your own triggers and figure out the best way to calm yourself. Then you can deal with your child as the little sweet things that they are. It's all about keeping your children healthy right here on Healthy Children Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.